Jason is Mighty Girl. It's a beautiful day in the garden. The Well-Wishers are playing garden superheroes. Ashlyn is Glitter Girl. She has a super sparkle wand. Camille is Agent Eagle Eyes. She has super vision. And Willa is Captain Quick. She has super speed. They are all looking for the Wicked Welly of the West. Where can she be? There she is. Kendall is pretending to be the Wicked Welly of the West. You can stop me from destroying your precious garden, she says. Just then, Emerson leaps down from a tree. The Wicked Welly of the West is no match for me, she says. I am Mighty Girl. You're not getting your hands on our garden, cries Emerson. She charges ahead and catches the Wicked Welly of the West. The other girls catch up. Why did you run ahead like that? Willa asks. We're supposed to defeat the Wicked Welly of the West together, Camille says. I'm so mighty, I can catch her all by myself, says Emerson. That's no fun, says Willa. I call a do-over. The friends play again, but this time Emerson pretends to have all the superpowers. We're not going to play if Mighty Girl keeps hogging all the superpowers, says Ashlyn. Might as well go get our picnic stuff. Should I make a mighty dash for it? Asks Emerson. No, shout the Welly Wishers. The Welly Wishers head to their garden playhouse. They put sandwiches, lemonade, and a watermelon for their picnic into the carriage. They bring a soccer ball and a kite to play with too. It's picnic time, Ashlyn says. Let's go. But Emerson is still being mighty. She pushes the carriage too fast and hits a rock. Crash! Food spills everywhere. Now her friends are upset. Please go to rest with Mighty Girl, says Ashlyn. Mighty Girl is mighty tiring, says Kendall. Just be the real Emerson for now. Emerson still wants to be Mighty Girl, but she agrees on trying to being herself for a little while. Picnic, all the girls are having fun, except Emerson. She wishes she could still pretend to be Mighty Girl. It made her feel special. Emerson wants to prove that she really is Mighty Girl. She has an idea. Hey guys, check out Mighty Girl's supersonic strength, she says. She picks up the watermelon. Emerson tries to lift the watermelon, but it's too heavy. She drops it. Splat! Sticky pieces of watermelon fly everywhere. The watermelon was holding down the kite. Now a gust of wind picks up the kite. It floats away into a tall tree. The other Welly Wishers are covered in watermelon, and now their kite is stuck. That's enough, they cry. We don't want Mighty Girl at the picnic anymore, says Willa. We like Emerson, not Mighty Girl, Camille adds. But Emerson does not listen. She pushes the carriage up the hill toward the tree. Never fear, she says. Mighty Girl will fix this using her colossal climbing fires. I'll climb the carriage and grab the kite, and then... Oh no! The carriage rolls back down the hill and right through the picnic. Crash. Emerson's friends run over. Are you okay? They ask. Yes, Emerson says sadly. She looks at the mess. But the picnic isn't. The only superpowers I have are making my friends mad. I'm sorry. We're not mad at you, says Willa. We just like the real Emerson better than Mighty Girl. You do? Asks Emerson. Of course, say her friends. That gives Emerson an idea. Mighty Girl may have ruined the day, but I know who can save it. The other Welly Witches groan. Oh no, Mighty Girl again. Nope, Emerson smiles. Me. I will use my super cleaning powers to get rid of this super mess. Emerson works quickly to clean up the mess she made. Wow, you are mighty good at cleaning up, her friends say. That was amazing. You see, Em? Says Ashton. The real Emerson is the best of all. Emerson grins. She may not be a real superhero, but as long as the Wildy Witches are her friends, she feels very super indeed. The end.